What's going on, guys?
So how did it feel first day out there?
Doing my hands here.
Superhero pose. Yeah. How did it feel first day out there, Case?
I felt really good. It felt really good. You know, it's nice to compete. You know, I've been talking about doing that for a long time. Get out there and complete some balls, you know, go against our defense. It was a good day.
Is it different for you when you're not looking over your shoulder finally? You just can come out here and be kind of the man, not like in a cocky way, but is it different at all?
I mean, every year has been different for me. You know, every situation has been different. And that's why I do the best that I can to prepare, you know, the same way every time. And that's go out there and compete as hard as I possibly can. I prepare for the practice the same way, you know, I have my whole life. I've tweaked it and gotten better at how I do that. But, you know, I'm going out here, you know, trying to complete every ball like I've done my whole life.
You've worked a lot of quarterbacks before you got the chance to be a starter the way you were last year. Who, if anybody, did you learn from about how to be the guy?
Man, I've always learned. I've watched from afar, guys. You know, I've talked with guys in off season, working with guys. I mean, my first year with Schaub there in Houston. You know, Ryan Fitzpatrick came in, learning that. You know, a bunch of guys, Bradford. You know, there's the list goes on that I've been around. So everybody's different. You know, everybody's got their own, you know, spin on things. But I think quarterback is kind of like. It's a craft, you know. This is my craft, and I'm working on my craft as I come out here. And you know, you talk with receivers, talk with offensive line. You get get what you do well, and you go watch film, and you know, you learn from it.
You said your craft. Does your craft as a leader evolve, or is it more to do with your personality?
Yeah, you're always learning. You're always learning. You're always getting better. You're getting better. You're getting worse. So I try to get better each day, especially off the field. I think. You know, being quarterback doesn't stop when I step off the field. You know, it's going on in there too.
How long does it take to get on the same page? And then obviously, we'll continue to develop with a guy like E.T. and Manuel. Obviously, everyone's got a lot of good players, you, those receivers, but you got to get that chemistry. Also.
Oh, for sure. You know, and there's a lot there already, but, you know, I'm always looking for more. Those guys are always looking for more. And, you know, I would say. You're just trying to get more and more and more on the same page. If you know, there's probably a better analogy there, but you're trying to keep on building, and you're never satisfied with where you're at. I think we did some good stuff today. We did some stuff that we need to learn from too. You know, so I'm glad to put that stuff on film and go learn from it.
You've got a lot of young receivers that you're working with. Do you approach working with those guys differently than you do the veterans like DT and Emmanuel?
Yeah, I mean, there's guys like those guys, you know, that have played a long time and, you know, they've seen a lot of balls. So I learned from them as well. So, you know, you try to learn them as people and personalities and how they, you know, how they see defenses. And, you know, you try to communicate how you see it. And, you know, you try to learn from the coaches how they're seeing it. You're all trying to see it on the same page. And I think you're in a good spot when that happens.
Some, it's early. Some of the guys are already saying characterizing Musgrave's offense as player friendly. What is it about his offense that jumps out to you as a quarterback in terms of kind of how they can tweak it to fit skill sets and fit guys?
Yeah, it's real early. You know, obviously, you know, one day in it now or one practice. We've been in it quite a bit, you know, and gone through and learned a lot of it. But, you know, still figuring it out. You know, I really, really enjoy it. I really enjoy the way that we work, the way that he calls plays and the energy we have out there. So it's been a lot of fun, you know, and maybe get back to me, you know, in a few months.
Does it mean anything to you to get into the top 100 last night for your play last year in Minnesota?
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool. You know, it's something that's voted on by our peers, so that definitely means a lot to me. You know, so it's cool. Those things are you know, those are external. I see every award you get as not an individual, but you know, as team awards. So I'm looking to build on that and you know, move forward. You know, with these guys here.
Case, you know, you said going about same study habits, everything. VJ said before that the difference is this is your first year coming out right from the get go being the guy. Does it in any way feel any different, and how so?
Yeah, it feels different. You know, it feels good. I like it. You know, I like competing. I like, you know, knowing my place and knowing my role. You know, there's some, you know, comfortableness to that. And I think that, you know, that puts different things at ease and, you know, lets you go out there and play, lets you cut it loose. And, you know, it's nice.
Time for a few more for Case.
Impose your will in an offense as the guy that's the leader and that everyone looks for. How hard do you push that? And how long does it take to gain the kind of respect from your peers in that regard?
You know, I don't know if there's a timeline for that. You know, it's like I said, my first day here with you guys. I'm trying to earn the right to lead these guys, and you know, I think that started that day, and I think it's continued up until now, and I think it's going to keep continuing as long as I'm here, and I want to earn that right every day that I'm here. You know, that's how I view the position. That's how I view being a leader, and I want my actions, you know, to speak. You know, louder than my words.
Case, when you see Jake Butt out there running routes on the field, does he look like a guy who's torn the same ACL twice? How does he move out there?
I honestly didn't know. I knew he was injured, you know, but I had no idea that, you know, that it was even a knee issue. I mean, you can't even tell. He's running around, making cuts, doing a great job.
Case, it's been it's early, right, but it's 7 systems in 6 years. How are you feeling that you're picking up this system, and how closely is it to the Kubiak system that you worked in before?
You know, there's a lot of differences. You know, there's a lot of similarities too. So you try to apply your knowledge of the game, you know, try to overlap things that you've done before. But there's little intricate details that, you know, are different about this offense, that are different about, you know, Kube stuff. You know, but the more you know, the better you are. And as long as you don't have a jumble in your head and you try to categorize it and, you know, I think it's a good place to be.
Last one, Arnie.
Case, there's a string of quarterbacks here who have been flustered by facing, you know, the no-fly zone and this Denver's defense. What do you see as a challenge and something that can make your game better, kind of hone things by facing them out here?
Is that their nickname? Is that what they're called?
That's it. Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Well, it's good to know. It's good to know these things. Yeah, they're talented. They're a talented squad. You know, and I think you know, when good going against good, it makes you better. And, you know, I think competition, not only within positions and yourself, but against the defense, coming out here every day and competing against the no-fly zone is, I mean, it's going to be really good. I'm excited. So, you know, it's fun competition, man. Those guys are really good.
Thank you, Case.
Thanks, Case.